Welcome to a personal growth episode of the IP Management Voice. In our personal growth series, we'll guide you on how to enhance your IP system contribution and maximize your professional impact. Tune in to gain valuable insights to help you advance personally and in your career as an IP expert. In this episode, you will learn how to use referrals to boost your business development as an IP expert.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're tackling growth strategy that's, well, particularly powerful for intellectual property experts.
Referral marketing.
Exactly. We're sort of setting aside cold outreach for a moment and exploring how your existing connections, your relationships can become your strongest source of high-quality business.
Yeah, definitely.
We've been looking through our sources, and it seems clear that leveraging trust and credibility through referrals isn't just, you know, a nice to have in the IP world.
No, it's often essential. The stakes are just so high.
Right. So our mission today is really to unpack why referral marketing is so critical for IP professionals. Look at some of the specific hurdles they face doing it.
Which are quite unique sometimes.
Yeah, and also explore how organizations like the IP Business Academy are stepping in to help them navigate those challenges.
Absolutely. And what's really striking in the IP field is that inherent reliance on trust. I mean, when a client is dealing with something as valuable and often, frankly, complex as their intellectual property.
Yeah, it's their core asset sometimes.
Precisely. They're not going to entrust just anyone with that. So a recommendation from a trusted source, it acts as this incredibly powerful shortcut.
Okay.
It instantly establishes a level of confidence, a baseline trust that traditional marketing really struggles to achieve. You just can't buy that easily.
Okay, so when we talk about referral marketing specifically for IP experts, what does that actually look like, you know, on the ground? What are the practical steps involved?
Well, essentially, it's about strategically encouraging positive word of mouth.
Strategically being the key word there.
Yes, it goes beyond just, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping satisfied clients will mention you.
Right.
It involves proactively nurturing your professional network. That includes past clients, definitely, but also other professionals in related fields.
Like patent attorneys referring to IP valuators, maybe.
Exactly. Or innovation consultants, technology transfer folks, even just acquaintances who might know someone needing your specific expertise. The goal is to create a kind of system, or at least an environment, where these individuals feel comfortable and maybe even subtly incentivized to recommend your services.
Right. So it's not just about being excellent at what you do, though. That's clearly the foundation.
Oh, absolutely critical. Without that, nothing else works.
But it's also about actively cultivating those connections.
Yeah.
So what are some concrete ways an IP expert can actually do that effectively?
There are several key elements, I think. First, really focus on building genuine relationships within your professional circles.
Not just collecting business cards.
No, exactly. Think beyond just those transactional interactions you might have at conferences. Invest time in actually getting to know people, understanding what they do, what their needs are.
Okay.
Secondly, and this ties into what you just said, consistently deliver exceptional service.
Table stakes, really.
It might sound obvious, but really going above and beyond, that creates those enthusiastic clients, the ones who naturally become your advocates.
Yeah.
Then maybe consider implementing some kind of structured referral process.
Structured? What do you mean? Like a formal program?
It could be. Or it could be as simple as a well-timed follow-up email after a successful engagement, making it really easy for clients to pass your name along if the opportunity arises.
Got it. Remove the friction.
Exactly. And leveraging digital platforms like LinkedIn strategically is also pretty crucial these days.
How so? Just posting updates?
More than that. Sharing genuinely valuable insights, engaging in relevant industry discussions, basically building your professional brand as a thought leader.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, actively look for opportunities to build those mutually beneficial relationships with professionals in adjacent fields, like the patent attorney example you gave.
Right.
If they frequently encounter clients needing IP valuation and you do valuation, that's a natural symbiotic referral opportunity waiting to happen.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about being, well, intentional, proactive, and creating this supportive ecosystem around your practice.
Yeah.
Now, let's drill down a bit more into the specifics of the IP world itself. Why is this referral approach so particularly effective there? What advantages do IP professionals see that might be, you know, more pronounced than in other sectors?
Well, the benefits really resonate with the unique challenges and dynamics of the IP field.
Like the trust factor we mentioned.
Exactly. Trust is paramount. A referral instantly conveys credibility in a way that, you know, a cold email or a slick digital ad simply can't replicate.
Right.
And this directly translates into reduced client acquisition costs, which is huge.
Yeah. Marketing can be expensive.
Very. Instead of investing heavily in broad marketing campaigns that might or might not work, you're tapping into pre-qualified leads, leads that come with a built-in level of trust.
And presumably better quality leads too.
Yes. Perhaps even more importantly, referred clients tend to be higher quality and more loyal.
Why is that?
They often come to you already understanding the value of expertise because they trust the person who referred them. They're less likely to be purely price shopping. They value your specialized knowledge. This also fuels the growth of your professional network itself.
How so?
Well, positive referrals often lead to reciprocal referrals down the line. You refer work to them. They refer work to you. It expands your reach and influence within the IP community.
Creates a positive cycle.
Definitely. And the very act of receiving a referral actually strengthens your relationship with the person who referred you.
Ah, interesting point.
Yeah, it fosters deeper connections and opens doors for future opportunities. Plus, as you said, these referred clients often have a higher lifetime value. They stick around longer.
And they might refer others too.
Exactly. They're statistically more likely to become referral sources themselves, creating that powerful positive feedback loop we talked about.
It really sounds like the quality of the initial connection just amplifies the value all the way through.
It does.
But we also know that asking for referrals, especially in a field like IP that's built so much on discretion and confidentiality, can feel a bit tricky.
Delicate. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
What are some of the common hurdles IP experts face when they try to actually implement this referral strategy?
Well, that hesitation to ask is definitely a big one. It's very real.
Yeah.
There's a natural concern about appearing too self-promotional, maybe even desperate, or worse, potentially breaching client confidentiality, even implicitly.
Right. You have to be careful.
Absolutely. Figuring out the right time and the right way to even broach the subject of a referral without feeling pushy is another significant challenge.
It requires nuance.
A lot of nuance. And then there's the long game. Maintaining those relationships over the long term takes consistent effort. It's not just about the initial referral ask.
You need to keep providing value.
Exactly. You need to continue delivering value, staying in touch appropriately, and tracking and managing referrals effectively can also be surprisingly complex.
You mean just keeping track of who referred whom?
Yeah, knowing where your best leads are coming from, ensuring you follow up properly, acknowledging the referral, maybe even managing some kind of reward system if you have one. It can get messy if you don't have a system.
I can see that.
And then there's always that fine balance between staying top of mind with your network and respecting their boundaries.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to feel bombarded or constantly pitched to.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So it requires careful judgment.
So it sounds like it requires a high degree of, well, emotional intelligence, maybe, and a very strategic, almost diplomatic approach rather than any kind of hard sell tactic.
I think that's a very good way to put it. Diplomatic is right.
And this is where having some structure, some guidance, could be incredibly valuable, I imagine.
For sure.
Tell us more about how something like the IP Business Academy steps in. How do they support IP experts in navigating these specific challenges?
Well, the IP Business Academy, or IPBA, they really recognize these unique hurdles. They've developed programs specifically designed to empower IP professionals in their business development efforts. Mm-hmm. And there's a strong focus in their work on strategic communication and, crucially, relationship building. Their IP subject matter expert program, in particular, offers up a pretty structured framework for mastering these skills.
Okay, a structured framework. And what are some of the specific ways this program equips IP experts to become more effective at, you know, generating referrals?
It offers quite targeted training in several key areas relevant to this. For instance, they provide professional networking strategies.
Going beyond just shake hands and smile.
Definitely. Offering specific tactics for engaging effectively at conferences, within professional associations, and importantly, on platforms like LinkedIn. Real practical stuff.
Right.
They also focus heavily on helping experts craft compelling value propositions.
So articulating why someone should refer you.
Exactly. Helping you clearly communicate what makes your services unique and valuable in a way that resonates with potential referrers. Digital networking is another core component.
We mentioned LinkedIn.
Yes, but it's about optimizing your online presence generally, sharing content that positions you as a thought leader, not just an expert, and engaging strategically with your network online.
Makes sense.
And crucially, they offer support in actually designing your own referral program if you want one.
Okay, so helping set that up.
Yeah, helping you define clear goals, identify appropriate incentives, which don't always have to be monetary, by the way, and develop effective communication strategies around it.
Good point about incentives.
And finally, they provide ongoing guidance on relationship management, really emphasizing the importance of consistent, thoughtful follow-up, personalized communication, and showing genuine appreciation for referrals received. It's about nurturing the ecosystem.
It sounds like a very tailored, practical approach. Actionable strategies rather than just, you know, abstract theory.
That's the goal, yes.
Yeah.
To provide tools they can actually use.
So, bringing it all together, what kind of real-world impact, what tangible results can an IP expert realistically expect to see by implementing these kinds of referral marketing techniques, especially if they get support from a program like the IPBAs?
The tangible results can be quite significant, actually. One of the most immediate impacts people often see is a noticeable reduction in client acquisition costs.
Because you're spending less on marketing.
Exactly. When you're relying less on traditional, often expensive, marketing channels, those savings can be substantial and drop right to the bottom line.
Okay. What else?
You'll also likely see increased client retention and, as we discussed, a higher lifetime value from those referred clients.
Yeah.
They tend to stick around because they came in with that trust.
Right. The loyalty factor.
Yeah. This, in turn, enhances your brand credibility and your reputation within the IP community. You become known as a trusted go-to advisor.
Which is invaluable.
Absolutely. A consistent stream of high-quality referrals also reduces your reliance on the sometimes unpredictable nature of broader marketing efforts. It leads to more stable, predictable growth.
Smooth out the pipeline.
It can, yes. And perhaps most importantly, in the long run, it fosters these deep, long-term professional relationships. And those can open doors to completely unexpected opportunities, collaborations, partnerships down the line.
So it's really about building a much more sustainable engine for growth, one that's fundamentally rooted in trust and strong relationships, rather than constantly sort of chasing new leads through less personal channels.
That's exactly it. It's about building a practice, a business that thrives on genuine connections and truly positions you as a trusted authority in the specialized IP space.
This has been a really insightful exploration. It seems crystal clear that for IP experts in such a specialized and high-trust field, leveraging the relationships you've already built isn't just smart business.
No, it's often the most effective and sustainable path to growth and attracting the right kind of clients who truly value your expertise.
Absolutely. In today's increasingly competitive landscape, mastering the art of building and nurturing these referral relationships seems less like a nice skill to have and more like a core competency.
I'd agree. It's becoming essential for IP professionals who want to build resilient, thriving practices and gain a real competitive edge.
Well said. And on that note, here's something for you, our listeners, to consider. Given everything we've discussed about the critical role of confidentiality and trust in the IP realm, what truly innovative yet still ethical approaches could IP experts explore to more proactively cultivate a referral-rich environment within their existing client base and their broader professional network?
That's a fascinating challenge.
It is. Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for tuning into this personal growth episode. You can find more in-depth resources on this topic and many others in our resource hub, linked in the show notes. And remember, if you have questions about personal growth or boosting your IP system contribution, feel free to reach out anytime.